Boss.
Thank you for calling XPM. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing? I had an issue with one of my orders on the service call.
May I have the order number?
I don't have the order number, but I have the address and the zip code. I exit out of that apartment with the order number.
Do you have the customer's phone number?
Yes. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
929-801-2345.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to search for the order by the phone number. It just takes a few more moments. Thank you.
All right.
The system is still searching by that phone number to locate the account.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that, host, sir. Did you say the number was 929-801-2345?
Yes.
Nothing came up with that. May I have the customer's first and last name?
Farkash Bandari, P-A-R-K-A-S-H, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-I.
I'm sorry, repeat the spelling of the last name.
Bandari is B, as in boy, H, A, N, D, as in David, A, R, I, as in Ivory.
Okay, and the first name was P, A, R, K, A, S, H?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's still searching by the first and last name. Thank you for holding.
Okay. He said I had a good time. I mean, it's that time. Hey, that long?
Thank you for that hold, sir. So just to verify that first and last name, you said the first name is P-A-R-K-A-S-H. The last name is B-H-A-N-D-A-R-I.
Yes.
No, sir, nothing came up with the phone number as well. Verify the phone number that you have.
Phone number I have is that 929 number. That's the number I call from the app.
That was 929-801-2345.
Yes.
Okay, I'll try that again to see if it's able to locate it.
They searching for my address or zip code. Oh my God.